It was a dark and stormy night, and the wind was blowing between the domes. The astronomer sat polishing his glasses, turned to his assistant and said, "Have another look. See what you can find." The assistant smiled and nodded, nervously stepping up two steps, carefully adjusting the eyepiece at the bottom of the huge old telescope. Everything was cold to the touch and froze fingers instantly, but this was important. Taking a very deep breath, the assistant concentrated and looked through the telescope, but something was not quite right. Even on this stormy night, with the sound of the wind rattling the doors, the roof and the trees, even with the barking foxes, the crying owls and the odd shh noise that seemed to come and go, something felt different. Looking through the telescope, the assistant watched the clouds rolling by low on the horizon. By carefully moving the telescope to look higher and higher, many wondrous things could be seen. Twinkling stars gathered together, making their giant constellation pictures. The silvery crescent moon hung suspended, and the odd planet from millions of miles away could be seen. The astronomer leant forward, tapping his long, bony fingers on the arm of the chair. Tutting impatiently, he asked, "Well, come on, what can you see? Can you see anything strange?" The assistant fleetingly caught a glimpse of something. But hang on, it was gone again. With frustration, a little nervous rub of the eyes, she had another look. Suddenly, everything fell quiet. Not a sound could be heard. The wind had dropped its howl, and that's when it appeared again. So fast. Now, everyone gets excited about shooting stars, comets, and fast-moving things in the night sky, but the assistant didn't know how to explain what she'd just seen. She'd learnt everything from books and had studied hard to be an astronomer, but never ever had she read in any astronomy or science books what she thought she'd just seen. In fact, the only time she'd ever seen what she thought she'd seen was from a long, long time ago, as a young child. Perhaps it was the time of year, or perhaps the longing to believe in the stories that everyone loved to repeat every year. But surely there was no truth in them. Surely they were just that, stories. If you believed in these stories, you would have to believe in little magic. But this was the observatory, a place of great science and learning, definitely not somewhere to consider the magic of these stories. So, stories were stories. And that was that. She most definitely did not want to say what her eyes had just seen. The flash of red, though, was not the sort of flash that could be explained in any science language. She began to tremble and thought about how to explain what she'd just seen. "Well," spoke the astronomer sharply, "if you cannot explain what you cannot see, then perhaps you'll be so kind as to describe what you're looking at." His voice was gruff, but not altogether unkind. The poor assistant simply didn't know where to start, couldn't find the right words, didn't understand what was happening, so simply shook her head. "Come here, and allow me to suggest what you seem unable to say." The astronomer waited for the assistant to step down from the eyepiece of the telescope and gestured for her to sit down beside him. He waited for her to settle and paused. This was something he'd never spoken about to anyone, but had longed for someone else to experience what he had. It had been so long ago that he'd sometimes wondered if he'd been mistaken. He knew that over the many years of looking at the night sky, you could travel across from twinkling star to twinkling star, watch planets appearing brightly or disappearing, learn the names given to the deep, vast craters on the moon, and even enjoy comets. Now quite elderly, his years of learning had earned him the role of respected teacher. Over the years, he'd trained many, many willing students. Some had become amazing scientists, some great astronomers, and many achieved great things. Without exception, all had been respectful and proud to have had the opportunity to train as his assistant. He'd all but given up hope that another would witness what he had once seen, but with failing eyesight, he knew deep down that this would be the end of his teaching journey and hope. Suddenly aware he'd fallen deep into his memories, he cleared his throat and began his story. End of part one. Enjoy the next part of the story tomorrow.